most people who follow Christ believe that they have a specific individual mission in life. I'm not talking about discerning God's will for our life. We find this out by reading the scriptures and prayer, and we know that it is God's will for us to be redeemed, to repent, to believe, to receive Jesus, to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, and then to live a life of holiness. This is God's will for you. But what is our mission in life? May I suggest to you that there's only one overall mission in life? It's God's mission. It's the mission of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And for us to find our mission in life, we have to find what is our part in the mission of God. Well, what is God's mission? The whole Bible is about God's mission. It starts out with the story of mankind, and He made Adam and Eve. And when they made bad choices and they fell from this wonderful grace that was the Garden of Eden and daily walking with God, and sin entered into the world, the whole story of the Bible is about God's effort to redeem mankind unto Himself. And the mission is fulfilled in the gospel of Jesus Christ. And Jesus will win. That is God's mission, to save the world, as many people as will believe in Jesus Christ. And to find our mission in life, we need to find our part of God's mission. The theologians call it the Missio Dei. It's Latin for the mission of God, the redemption of mankind. And so how do we take part in that mission? Well, it's all around us. We use whatever influence we have in life, our area of influence at work or in the community, and we take the good news of Jesus Christ into this world. And the grace of God saves people when they listen to the gospel and they repent and they confess their sins and they believe in Jesus and receive His Spirit into themselves and begin walking with Him just the same way that all of those who genuinely follow Christ came to Him. So that is our mission. Jesus told this mission when Jesus appeared to the disciples in Galilee, and He said this to them in Matthew, the 28th chapter and the 19th verse, "Go you therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." You see, Jesus told us what our part in the mission of God was, to be His witnesses, to go and teach all nations, and to baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teach them to observe all the things that Jesus taught that we have in the Scriptures. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I thank you for the command that we received from Jesus Christ, go into all the world and preach the gospel, bringing them into the fold. This is my mission, O Lord, to those that are near and to those that are far away, wherever I can, to give witness to your grace and your mercy in Jesus Christ. I'm so happy to have received your grace and all the benefits, and I pray, O Lord God, that I will be able to tell others that they may receive the same grace and the same benefit of having a relationship with Jesus Christ and eternal life. In Jesus' name, amen.